Freeform Station, 91.5 WMFO.
That's right, boys and girls.
Yeah, they really need the money because
yes,
they're playing a 7-year-old PSA asking for cash.
Yes. Well, you know, it has been 47 years since MFO has been up and running. And we need your donations and appreciate them. You know, as long as you guys want to still hear the giddy up and our nonsense and silliness.
And if you really, really, really want to hear the giddy up, what we can do is update that PSA even more. Please make checks payable to DJ Pauly B.
Yeah, exactly. I'll make sure they're in the right hands.
Yes.
So anyways.
Or the right pocket.
Welcome back,
to the left.
Boys and girls, to the giddy up. Here on 91.5 WMFO, who needs donations? And it is, 44 degrees here. Yeah. Well, it's... Hey, we had a really cold weekend. We're probably going to have another cold one. I'll get to that weather, at least till the end of the week soon. What did I say weekend weather before? Because I'm still stuck on Fridays.
We are.
That we, anyways, last night I walked outside and it was kind of snowing. It was a little snow, yeah. But it was snowing.
I took the pup outside and, you know, there's a little bit of rain that was
we kind probably of frozen. I mean not that that's surprising.
Yeah, it was like
I mean last year or the year before. I mean we were already in snow by now.
Oh, and then you know back when we were in school, mm-hmm. by this time we were trudging through 3 feet of snow up a hill,
yeah.
backwards with no shoes.
That's
just
right.
To get to class.
No shoes. That's right.
It was a one room classroom. Where we had to go to school on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Could you believe that? And so you know what they did? They brought in a magician. And the magician was evil. And the evil magician, well, we stole his hat. And Pauly and I put it on a snow... Oh, wait, this Frosty the Snowman. That never happened to us.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I get confused.
Well, anyways, would you like to start some silly news or...
Yes.
Or wait?
Hey,
it's up to you.
No, top of the hour. So before we start the silly news, this is, hip your folks onto some fun. So my good friend Joni Simone is one of my favorite drummers. We used to call her Mini Bonham,
mm-hmm.
because she was like a mini John Bonham. It's not that she played drums, she just grew a beard and drank a lot.
Oh, well, that
And drove
makes
sports
sense.
Cars for fun. No, she's a kick-arse drummer. So right now, you may have heard of the band Arrow Chicks.
They yes,
are
of course.
Excellent, excellent, all-female Aerosmith tribute act.
Mm-hmm.
So they will be performing on the 25th of this month at a club called Breakaway. That's in Danvers. Great place to see a band, by the way. Good food, too, if you want to get something to eat. I saw Struffolino the last time he went there, scoffed down a whole pizza by himself.
Well, that's no surprise.
It was like the biggest pizza you ever seen.
Really?
Biggest. Imagine, you know those pizzas they do on TV?
Yeah. Right.
Is one of those.
The extreme shows, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Food
yeah,
Paradise,
all by,
whatever. Yeah.
All by himself.
Yeah?
And he got extra cheese on it to boot.
Size of
size of a donkey. So that will be the 25th of November, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So the 23rd, you know, you're probably sick of your family from the 23rd. So the 25th, go see Arrow Chicks at the Music Hall, also featuring my good friend Lou Spagnuolo and his band Star 69. That, once again, is The Breakaway, and that's in beautiful, historic Danvers.
Mm-hmm.
If you old folks remember the Village Green, that's where it is.
The Village Green,
yeah.
Yes.
And you
I
know,
DJed up there
yeah,
before.
Yeah, Charlie Ishbak used to bartend,
that's
remember?
Right.
Used
that's
to go
how,
up there and visit him.
Yeah, that's how I DJed. He asked me to DJ one night.
Remember one night me and you went up there, and he told us, yeah, come on, and we didn't know what to expect, and back then,
yeah.
It was the Dick Syatt night. He was some radio host who wasn't as good as us, and it was singles night, and the people were like, well, how old we are now and older, and we
yes.
were like in our...
It was basically... replaced Vogue. When the Vogue closed,
yes,
they needed to go somewhere, and that's where they went. The Village Green.
They did.
Yes,
and me and you went there, and we were like,
"Okay,
whoa, Nelly!" But we got a lot of drinks, and that's how Pauly and I started as male prostitutes.
Yeah, we were like,
"Okay, terrific."
What do you do before we're about to do serious news stuff?
Oh, we don't do serious news. Come on.
Seriously. All right. So first and foremost, we have a little bit of
One other thing before you get going.
Yes.
Now, this is a little on the serious side. We don't do serious things, but you know what aggravates me? What grinds my gears? This is my little bee rant for the day. And I just had noticed yesterday that Colin Kaepernick is on the cover of GQ. Citizen of the Year.
Well.
Wait, hear me out. Citizen of the Year. Really? How about J.J. Watt, who raised $53 million for Houston, the survivors in Texas?
Well, yeah.
He's not Citizen of the Year, is he?
Do you Colin understand Kaepernick. What it is? It's to be provocative.
Oh, my God.
So people will talk about it. And that's what it is. So I'm kind of ignoring it.
But that's my B-Rant. Yeah. It aggravates me. We don't like to do serious stuff, but that really aggravates me. Because I'm a vet, and, you know, I don't appreciate him kneeling. Do it another way, not during the national anthem.
I agree. But of course, that's where the cameras are pointed.
Do it some other way. And what about him? He wouldn't even give them an interview for GQ. Did you know that?
Well, here's the other part.
Well,
his motives are way off.
Yeah.
Number one. Do you know why he
doesn't even
does
know
it?
What he's talking about?
Exactly. Do you know why he did it? To impress a girl.
Yeah, I believe that too.
Who's
yeah.
a social justice warrior on Twitter.
She has a bigger mouth than him.
Yeah. So,
I know.
You know, free speech, everything. You know what I always say? The only person I care about who stands for the flag is me. You know what I mean? That's all I'm concerned about.
You don't see that in hockey.
But at the end of the day, if you're serious and passionate, there's other ways to go about it.
Of course. Why isn't he traveling and doing, you know, seminars and you know, speaking out. That's why.
That's too much work.
He hasn't said anything. He just, you know, he made a stupid move, which he didn't even know what it stood for. That's my point of view
did
on
it. To impress a chick.
Well.
That's it. Remember that.
Yeah, well.
Remember that. He
cost him his NFL career. Good job.
Chick.
Jackass.
He did it just.
All right, brother. All right, let's get to the silly news.
All right. and it doesn't get much sillier than this.
All right.
Okay, so in the lovely state of Vermont, so we're here in New England, that police found a coked-up clown. Now, check this out. I want to talk about an oxymoron. Coked-up clown found asleep in stranger's home.
What happened? He fell asleep during a show? Oh, my. He didn't need the makeup. He's already a clown. Wait a minute. Who's he look like? He looks like someone we know. What was that? Kevin Costner? His
No, Kevin Spacey. He looks like Kevin Spacey in a way. If Kevin Spacey was younger and before he was bald.
He looks more like Kevin Costner. I know his career has gone off the cliff.
By the way, did you hear about my new job?
What's that?
Well,
I forgot your circus music for the clown. Is that it for the clown?
No, let's talk about the clown. Hey, Vermont teenager called 911 early Sunday morning to report that an intruder dressed as a clown was snoozing in his residence, police report. When cops arrived around 3:30 a.m. at the home in the town of Marlboro, they found Sean Barber, 43, intoxicated and sleeping in an upstairs bedroom inside the occupied residence.
So he just went into somebody's house? He wasn't doing a job or anything? He was in a birthday party?
It's like that old Cheers joke. My uncle was a clown. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, but he wasn't invited to the parties. That was a Woody-ism.
Uh-huh.
Barber, cops charged, was found to be in possession of cocaine during his arrest. Barber was booked into the Southern State Correctional Facility on unlawful trespassing, cocaine possession, and charged with illegal smuggling of balloon animals in his trousers.
There you go.
Yeah. So Barber apparently was wearing a Halloween costume when he was caught. As for the white powder near his nose, do the math.
Some clown's been sleeping in my bed. And there he is.
Oh, man. So I just have to do something real quick here because I was booted off the internet. Now I'm back on. You think I, folks, I'm going to tell you the truth. I do not memorize these things. I am reading from the internets. So this,
the interwebs?
The interwebs, by the way. This lovely actress, if you are friends of, fans of Telemundo, you may be familiar.
Did you say camel toe? Oh, Telemundo.
Here you go, Polly.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Thank you.
If you, I'm sure you have internet on your computer, too.
Where
you
I can, have the interwebs.
Yeah. So you want to look up Karina Mora. Why do you want to look up Karina Mora? Well, she's quite fetching, quite easy on the eye, I tell you. So Mora is a 36-year-old Mexican actress living in what state, Polly? Do you think it might be Florida?
Of course.
And was arrested early yesterday after allegedly slamming a birthday cake on the head of her boyfriend, according to a criminal complaint. Cops say that Mora had planned a surprise cake for victim Robert Brown's birthday. However, Brown came home late and had been drinking, which upset Mora and prompted a 1 a.m. argument in the couple's home in Dunedin. It's a city west of Tampa.
Wow. That's it?
No, we got more to go. Oh, okay. I was giving you a little space, like we're
Nice of you.
Yeah, it's a comment. Mora and Brown continued to argue and call each other names as they prepared for bed, the police reported. At that point, Mora got the cake and slammed it on his head while he was trying to go to sleep. With subsequently questioned by a sheriff's deputy, Mora reportedly admitted to these actions. Brown, by the way, wish him a happy 56th birthday, does not appear to have been injured in the cake thrashing. How many times have you said that in your life, a cake thrashing?
Cake thrashing? I don't think ever.
Great band name, let's call it.
Cake thrashing?
Yes.
That goes.
So this is funny. She's charged with domestic battery. I think in this case...
With
it was,
a cake? I think, assault with a cake?
Well, it's domestic battery. Being that she's from Mexico, should it be imported?
No, it was a marble cake.
Once again, charged with domestic battery and misdemeanor, Mora was booked into the county jail. Mora has appeared in numerous Mexican telenovelas, films, and TV commercials. Now, here's the kicker. She posted a birthday cake. Now, once again, what happened to her boyfriend? Why was he late? Because he was out getting drunk.
Yeah.
She knew.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beer cake.
A beer cake. I like that.
She smashed him over the head with a mug. With a batter mug. It's a salt and battery.
Mug
with
cake.
The batter. So what we'll do is we'll keep an eye on our good friend, Miss Mora, for many reasons. I can think of many right there.
Yes.
Once again, you can mention she's very, very easy to look at. And also, in more serious news, Polly, this has to do with the campus we are sitting in right now.
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I hope you're okay with this. I hope we do not get the old heave-ho for revealing things that ill.
It's news.
Yeah. So, with that being said, my internet went down, then it came back up, and my story was lost. So, basically... It looks like there was an Animal House situation over here on the campus of Tufts University, where two fraternities were suspended. One was put on a 10-year hiatus, and the
10-year hiatus.
10-year hiatus.
Whoa.
Yes.
What were they doing? Just partying?
Well, yeah, you know, general chicanery. I'll tell you. So
a lot of shenanigans.
You tell me. So, you know, at the end of the day, that happened, and then you know what?
What?
The next fraternity? Double secret probation.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down. And that foot is me. This year it's going to be different. This year we're going to grab the bull by the balls and kick those punks off campus.
What do you intend to do, sir? Delta's already on probation.
They are?
Yes, sir.
Then, as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
Double secret probation?
There you go. They're on double secret probation.
I do not know how you got the audio of the dean disciplining.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's right.
I got a microphone in his office.
An MFO exclusive by your good friend, right. Not only DJ Pauly B, but news reporter Pauly B. And lastly, we have a little sports. Anybody, you watch a little football this weekend?
You know that answer.
Yeah, so Bills made a signing. I don't know if you knew this.
Yes. Benjamin.
Nope. No. What they did was they signed a running back off the street. So the Bills found the answer to their anemic running attack on Sunday. The problem is he lacked a uniform. That's right, a streaker who invaded the field literally rushed for more yards than the entire Bills team did during their loss.
All right.
But check this out.
Yeah, okay.
But check this out. The guy actually ran for 100 yards.
He did? He ran the whole field?
He ran for
the...
So,
I watched the game. I didn't see him.
Yeah, there's a streaker on there. So if you really, 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 really want to take a look at some guy, there is some not safe for... if you want to see someone's junk going up and down...
No.
So, wow. You know, and the other part of it, too, is you can always look at...
Sounds like that guy was nuts.
Yeah, and I don't know. I guess he had a few in the parking lot. Would you say he was a little bit caught?
Yeah.
And lastly, after the sports, we get back to some the dining report, Pauly. Do you know about the dining report that I've come up with?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay. So I like it.
Yes. Yeah. So I know this is more around dinner time, so I thought I would add a dining report. So, police say two women ended up climbing through the drive-thru windows at an Indianapolis McDonald's and then proceeded to insult an employee after they claimed not to get enough chicken McNuggets.
Wow. Where was this?
That was at a McDonald's in Indianapolis, Pauly.
Huh.
McDonald's is a place to rock.
What?
It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music.
It is.
Officers from the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department.
Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's.
Officers from the Indianapolis. Let that be a lesson.
I gotta tell you, this video is really disturbing.
Is it more disturbing than Donny Iris taking his shirt and jacket off?
Yeah, much. Oh, good Lord.
Oh, my God, you're red. You're beet red.
All right, continue, please. I have to stop it.
Really? Officers from the police department called to the McDonald's just after 3 a.m. on Friday morning. The manager said they had placed an order for 4-piece, but the woman argued that they had asked for 10 and showed staff members their receipt. So things got ugly. Two women were filmed lunging into the drive-thru as they tried to take matters into their own hands. So the printed out receipt to show the pair that they had only asked for 4 and told them they would have to drive around once again if they wanted to place a new order. According to the manager, told the woman, have a nice day, before turning his back on them to fulfill other customers' orders. It was not the response the women wanted to hear. They were large, they were in charge, and they wanted chicken. The women began pounding on the window, honking their car horns, claiming they had been disrespected. That's right, disrespected.
You have to order right, correctly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is.
You dissed me, man. There's no security video of the incident due to ongoing construction in the store. However, the disruption was caught on cameras as the women proceeded to climb through the drive-thru window, knocking over tea and a register before assaulting the manager. The women then forced back out through the window and drove off at high speed without extra chicken McNuggets. It was a little bit disturbing at first, but I knew if I got it on video that I'd be able to help the individuals inside McDonald's. Wow, this Monique McNeely was a real hero.
That's a shocker. What was her name? Monique?
Monique McNeely.
Oh, Monique?
McNeely at McDonald's.
Oh.
Getting McFat.
Nice Irish woman.
Yes. Nope. I almost said something. I shut up.
Yep, I know. So is that it, Christopher?
I don't know. For some reason, they did. If you want, I could actually play sound of the recording, if you would like.
Sure, play a little like. Soundage.
Just pod me up there, Jimmy.
Yep.
So let's hear what kind of noises these women made. Internet is horrible in this place.
I know.
So please, for the first... Please, send your $25 into the goddamn station so maybe we can get some internet here. My Lord. Well, you know what? We're not going to do
that. All right, that's fine. That's fine, pal.
Yeah.
All right, so...
you can just imagine what it sounds like when live women...
Thank you for
women.
The silly news, sir.
Yeah.
It is 519 here in the lovely continent of Medford, Mass. And it is 42 degrees now. Woohoo! Getting down there. I'll come back. You know, I'll give us the week... The fall, you know, the upcoming week's weather in a little bit, and maybe some more nonsense. But for now, definitely some more great music. So why don't you take us out, Christopher?
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in hysterical Medford, Boston.
We'll be right back, kiddos.
See from your worst day. been kissing them. I never knew how badly I was missing them. We both know we're never gonna make it, but when we touch, we never have to fake it. Leah,
yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, a little Led Zeppelin never hurt anybody.
Nope.
Except when the levee breaks.
Well, you know, if it keeps on raining, it's going to happen.
Hey, boys and girls, welcome back to the Giddy Up here at 91.5 WMFO in the lovely continent of Medford, Mass. Yes, they've upgraded. And it is 44 degrees again. Here we go. It's 5:37 in the afternoon. Time flies when you're having fun listening to rock and roll. And anyways, I want to just... Oh, before that, I'm sorry. Some Pearl Jam Dissident and our favorite Donny Iris with Aaliyah. I think we're the only ones that ever play that on the airwaves today.
Yes, we've been promising and teasing that we'll do our own version.
We are going to.
At the end of December, we will do it, and we will have it spanking,
maybe for a New Year. For a New Year's Eve show. All right, sounds good. Chris are going to do it in the studio ourselves.
Yes.
That'll be a first.
Yep.
Yes. We've freelanced, but that will be fun. And ELO, It's a Living Thing, we started off that set with. And anyways, like I said, it is 44 degrees. And I'm going to give you a little rundown for the rest of the week. And it's not looking good. But anyways, so tomorrow is going to be, for tonight, it's going to be foggy. It's going to get foggy tonight. Not fog hat, foggy. And it's, tomorrow is going to be highs of 46, which isn't too bad.
Yeah,
partly sunny, which I like to call it the old peekaboo sun. Not peekaboo street, no.
Yeah, but I thought sun. That was the, the place in Chinatown where we got the cold tea?
Peekaboo sun?
Yeah.
Yes, it was. You're right. Yeah. Very good, Chris. Very good, funny man. And, Thursday.
By the way, for you youngsters, cold tea was beer. You would order cold tea, you'd get beer.
We got to acknowledge the kids. Yes. We got to learn them. And Thursday, doesn't look too promising. 50 high, 38 low, but it's going to be rain. Breezy in the afternoon. So Joe will be by your houses in the afternoon.
Stock up the fridge. He's hungry.
But I'll tell you, my pick of the week is Friday. Yes. Even though it was highs of 47, very nice. Lows of 29, not so good. But sunny and windy. Sunny and windy. That used to be my nickname for my grandmother. She was sunny and windy.
would you care to elaborate?
Well, she farted a lot. But she was always happy. anyways. Oh, I can't wait till we go back to Fridays.
I like to get a nice libation, nice cocktail after the show. It's Tuesday. Tomorrow.
Tuesday's not the same.
Can't really enjoy a libation.
Anyways, all right, kids. We can say our goodbyes now, even though we're not leaving this minute. We got 20 minutes. So, you want to start us off, Chris, and then we'll get back to some music. And
so, first and foremost, I just want to, for all you baseball fans, I want you to know this name, Shohei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
Shohei Ohtani.
I stayed at that place when I was in Japan.
I was going to ask you to use that in a sentence. Very good. So Ohtani is a two-way player. He's a pitcher who throws about 100 miles an hour.
And then he cross-dresses and comes back out? What are you talking about?
He's a pitcher who throws 100 miles an hour. And
he's a catcher?
And he's a... Yeah. And then first base, Bugs Bunny. Outfield, Bugs Bunny.
No, you said two-way player.
Yeah. He's a pitcher who hits. And not like, these schlubs in the National League. He's a power hitter.
Okay.
And he wants to play. He's about 22
years
old.
So he's like a Babe Ruth.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Right. So basically, he wants to come play in major leagues, and the Sox do have interest in him.
Yeah, but he won't be able to hit unless he's the DH.
Yeah, but that's what they'll do.
Is he that much of a power hitter?
If he pitches, he'll hit, so they won't use a DH.
Wait a minute. He can't do that.
Yeah,
he
can do that. Someone did that recently.
You can DH the pitcher?
Yeah, you don't have to use the DH. You can have your pitcher hit. What's his name did it?
I did not know that.
The Giants pitcher did it last season.
Yeah, but that's the National League.
No. He did it in an American League park with the DH rules on. So DH is okay. A designated hitter. Your pitcher could still hit. And then on his off days, when he's not pitching,
he'll just be the
he
DH.
Wants the DH or, yeah. So it could be interesting
that's
to
pretty
see
cool.
what happens or how they would use him. So once again, this guy throws about 99 miles.
Wow.
His comparisons are Steven Strasburg and Justin Verlander, they say, as a pitcher.
Is he jacked?
He's about 6'5".
Wow.
Yeah, 23-year-old. Okay. So Otani's his name. So keep an eye out and see.
All right, right on. Thank you for that nice little sports tidbit.
Yeah, and if Otani does, you know, we're in contact with his translator, see if he will come on the Giddy Up and do an exclusive interview.
Yeah, because they won't know any better yet.
Yes. Yes. And then again, I could say I'm Otani and go down, 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 and you people wouldn't know any better either.
I could play that Chili Peppers song.
You
ding,
could.
Da, dang, dong, ding.
And you just may. So back to the matter at hand. You know, I just want to thank everyone for listening. I missed being in this chair for the last couple of weeks. Unfortunately, it's the next couple of weeks going to be pretty busy for me. But I think after Thanksgiving, I will be back in the saddle for a while.
All
hopefully,
right.
We'll be back on Fridays, the beginning of the year.
Yes.
Yeah, so once again, everyone...
Maybe starting February. February.
I was just going to say
I
want to
know what this rue is about.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
It's a rue. It thickens up the sauce.
Well, we're from Boston. We say February.
It's
library.
I like to pretend I'm English and say words like livery. That's the library, you twitch. So once again, you know, please go as fast as you can and as far as you can for as long as you can. And keep a smile on your face. And once again, send those $50 checks to DJ Pauly B. Don't make them out to the station.
No, don't say that. Of course, make them out to the station. And we are going to take a 166-hour break because we need it after this show. And if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. We appreciate you all. So as I always say, stay Boston strong, always be a rock, and never roll. And I guess we'll see you guys next week, but we'll come back real quick to say goodbye before the end of the show. Chris, take us out.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful, historic continents.
There you go.
Intercontinental champion.
This one goes out to Dawn.
Yes, I got what I deserve. We'll be right back.
one day closer to death.
All right, boys and girls, it's our last song. So we will see you next Tuesday.